Hey, I'm Esther, and welcome back to the Literally Anything podcast. Welcome to the Literally Anything podcast, where we talk about literally anything. Today, I have a special guest with me, my sister, Ruth.
Hi, everyone.
And we're going to be doing a story time.
So this story time is how we got followed at the outlet.
If you don't know what an outlet's basically like a mall, but without the actual mall building. It's just like a bunch of stores connected, if that makes sense.
So like a maze?
Yeah, I guess like it's a maze with stores, because there's not really directions in each guy. But anyway, so this story took place like 2 years ago, so it's not that recent. So my mom, my sister, and I were shopping at this store in the outlet. I don't remember the name of the store, but I know, like, they sold bags and shoes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, I wasn't in the mood to shop. So, I was just kind of, like, in the corner watching my mom and my sister shop. But I was also, like, looking around the store. So, out of the corner of my eye, I saw this lady in the corner. And she was just, like, staring at us. And I was like, that's weird.
And she was, like, giving us weird looks. I don't even know why.
So, I was just like, okay, well, that's suspicious. And I just kept a note in my head. And then we kept moving on. I just kept following my sister and my mom around the store until they were done shopping. And then we went to the checkout place. And, like, the checkout is right next to
the pickup store.
There's, like, a pickup section, and there's a checkout place. And the lady that was staring at us was at the pickup section. So, like, since they were close to each other, she approached us, and she was like, oh, yeah, she said, like, your daughters are pretty. And then we were like, thank you. And then we left the store. And then after we left the store, like, a second later, I heard the door, like, to the store open again, and I turned around, and it was the same lady, and I was like, okay, well, that's kind of weird, but, you know, she can leave the store at the same time as us. But I still kind of had the thought in the back of my head, that she was following us.
Yeah, and she was, like, still staring at us.
So, we kept walking, and then we went into the second store, and the lady wasn't behind us, and she didn't go into the store with us, so I was like, oh, okay.
That's a relief.
Yeah, but she was actually looking around the store, but, like, we're looking around the outside of the store, and we were inside, so I didn't know she was outside. And in the store, the second store, we didn't buy anything because we were just looking for my dad and my brother because we didn't know where they were, so we were just looking for them. And then as soon as we left the store, the lady was behind us, like, a minute later, and I was like, okay, she's definitely following us. What's going on? What's she gonna do? She's following us. So then I let my mom know, and I told her that I saw this random lady following us, and me and my sister were kind of, like, creeped out.
My heart was beating. I thought, like, she was gonna do something bad to us.
So we kept walking, and we just kept, like, going to stores looking for my dad and my brother. Mm-hmm. And once again, the lady never went into the stores, but she was just kind of, like, always behind us after we got out of the store. So I was like, okay, something's going on. I don't know what's going on, but something's going on. So we told our mom, and then we went to a bathroom.
Yeah.
And we kind of, like, waited it out in the bathroom to see if she would follow us or not. And she didn't come into the bathroom. So we thought everything was good. And then, like, we got out of the bathroom, and then
we sat at a bench.
And the lady was behind us again. And I don't know, that just really bothered me, like, how every single time we come out of the bathroom or something, or out of the store, she's always behind us. So I was like, okay, this lady is definitely following us. So we sat at the bench, and she was, like, walking towards us, and at that point, my heart was, like, beating so bad, because I thought she was gonna say something or do something, but then she ended up, like, walking past us, so that was kind of weird. I didn't expect that. But then my mom, she decided to, like, approach the lady because she was not going to confront her, but my mom was looking for a nail salon while we were also, like, looking for my dad and my brother. So
my mom asked her, do you know where, like, the nail salon is? And she just cut my mom off and said, no, I'm not from around here.
No, she was like, no, I'm not from here, bye. Like, she was aggressive when she said it. She was kind of, like, rude when she said it, and she just kept walking. So, like, she didn't even turn around. She didn't even acknowledge that my mom was there. She just said that.
I kind of think she realized that we knew that she was following us.
Yeah, so I feel like, yes, I agree with what Ruth said. I think she knew that we thought she was following us. So she tried to, like, cut off the suspicion and just ignore us and walk away. So, basically, that's what happened.
At the end of the day, we're safe, thank God.
So we left the outlet and we didn't see her again. And that's basically what happened. Yeah. So thank you for listening to this episode of our podcast.
I hope you enjoyed.
Please make sure to subscribe and follow us on Instagram @theliterallyanythingpodcast_. So thanks for listening. Bye.